I want to recognize one of our sponsors. Have you ever felt like a lone wolf in life, unable to engage in chats around the barbecue since you're doing things that aren't the norm? Enter GoBundance, a place where driven entrepreneurs, CEOs, or investors who are beginning to experience an interesting phenomenon with more success in life, the feeling of a gap forming between ourselves and many of the people around us. One day, we wake up and find ourselves surrounded by people who may no longer see the world the same way we do. As the trend continues, we become more isolated and even find ourselves holding back from talking about things we are most excited about with friends, family, or coworkers. GoBundance was created for those who choose to live bigger and more fulfilled lives of impact. This tribe is for men and women who want to experience world-class adventure, bucket list trips, high-minded conversations, authentic relationships, and an environment to learn and grow with like-minded people. GoBundance is a tribe where you are able to share your successes, struggles, ambitions, and failures without being judged. It's a framework to strengthen your journey in becoming a better man, husband, father, friend, and entrepreneur. It is the place men come together to live epic lives and to grab life big. If you want to learn more, go to GoBundance.com and hit the apply button to join the tribe and tell them the Cashflow Ninja sent you. Welcome to the Cashflow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create and grow income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Are you tired of trading your time for money? Do you desire freedom today instead of retirement in 10, 20, or 30 years? I'm MC Lobsher, and this is the Cashflow Ninja. This is Cashflow Ninja. I'm MC Lobsher. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Cashflow Ninja podcast. Everything Cashflow Ninja is at cashflowninja.com. That's the center of the Cashflow Ninja universe. We've got over 850 shows, tools, resources, programs, and shameless plug, you can grab a copy of my book, The 21 Best Cashflow Ninjas, Creating Wealth and the Best Alternative Cashflow Investments at cashflowninja.com or on Amazon. When you do, please screenshot a proof of your purchase, send it to my team at info@cashflowninja.com, and we'll give you access to the digital version of the book, the audio version of the book, a curated library of interviews done with the ninjas discussing the niches, and more bonus goodies. I've got a great guest for you. He's been on the show previously, Chris Prefontaine. If you've missed the first episode that we did with Chris, go to cashflowninja.com. Just type in Chris Prefontaine and you will find him. Chris, great to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me on again, MC.
Absolutely. For folks not familiar with you and what you do, can you please share a little bit about your background and journey with them?
Yep. So I've been at this about 30 and a half years. I won't take that much time because we'll be here all night, but just 10,000 foot view. Presently, we run two different entities. One where we buy and sell property. So we're in the trenches every single day, every week, just like our students are. And then on the coaching and mentoring front, a little bit different model. We help people all over the country and some in Canada right now in the trenches doing deals. So it's more of an interactive mode. It's coaching and mentoring, but we're doing deals with them. We partner, we rev share, and that's the best way to learn. There's no better way than that interactive in the trenches. Too many times people go to seminars, take online courses, and go out and go, oh, all this stuff I didn't know was going to happen. So we're in it with them. That's the end result. But that started back in 1991 and has kind of transformed into that after post-crash of 2008.
Now, that's right. And that's one of the things that I love chatting to you about. You're in the trenches there along with the students practicing what you're preaching and eating your own cooking, as I like to say, without throwing up. So you're out there doing deals. What are some of the things that you're seeing right now? Some boots on the ground intel. What are you seeing in the real estate markets that you and your students are operating? What's going on?
Yeah, it's a bit of a, I've been talking about the perfect storm lately only because you've got, this morning I was talking to someone who said they locked in a rate at like 5.35%. That's a couple points, as everybody knows, from just a few months ago. That's a big deal. So what's happening with that, when I say perfect storm, you have that going on. So that's pushing a lot of buyers, hundreds of thousands of them, off of the qualification trail. they, you know, you're borderline first time buyer, and the point, and the interest rates go up a half a point, now 2 points over the last few months. That's huge. So why is that huge for us? Because in our niche, we help them. We help people that can't get a loan today and they need some more time. In this case, they probably got to save more cash up, right? Because they just got pushed out of their qualifications. So that's good on our, in our world. Second is you've got a whole bunch of people that are, have these forbearances coming due. Like they're just coming out of the woodwork, calling us and needing help. They're 2, 3, 4, 5, 9 months behind in the mortgage. Too many people kicked the can down the road and now it's time to pay and they just can't, sadly, a lot of people. And so we're doing a lot of those deals. So we're really solving problems. The problems just change from time to time in these different climates. That's all.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the interest rates. It's like you said, it's pricing a lot of people out of the market too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. They've been so used to it. Now, you and I know that it's still great rates. I mean, they're really great rates still. But so many people are used to that 3% and 4% range that is pushing them out of the market. And they thought that that was the norm and they could get in.
Speak to us a little bit about the forbearance stuff, because that kind of just went off the radar with a lot of folks. I heard people talk about it, and then all of a sudden, nobody was really talking about it anymore. If you want to give folks just kind of a background of what it is, how it works, and what's going on there, because I'd love to get your take on it.
Yeah, well, I definitely don't know all the arrangements that the banks had, right? There's all different ones, but the real basic ones were a couple of things that we saw in our own properties because we had sellers we're dealing with. One would be in no particular priority order. One would be they'll give them 3 months. This is way back during the heat. They give them 3 months, but then at the end of that 3 months, it's due. The government ones were put on the back end of the loan. It got added on, but it got added on the back end of the loan. And other banks fell in between, all different scenarios I've heard. Forgiveness for a year, but then they got to make up the interest and the principal. So a lot of these things are causing stress for these sellers, especially the 3 month ones. You say, okay, you don't have to pay for 3 months and they breathe, but then in 90 days, they got to pay that off. That's what's causing headaches. So now they wait 3 or 4 more months and they call us. And now you're 7 or 8 months behind. That's a bummer because these are people, keep in mind, most of them that over the years had a nice run in equity because the market went up and now they're losing their houses. That's it's not like they're over leveraged. Like these people have equity and they just can't afford to keep it.
Yeah, that's it's crazy. What are you seeing on the supply side versus the demand side for these for houses too?
Still tight. I'm not gonna say it's not tight there. So we're still calling a lot more sellers to get a deal. So I'll give you a round. We know the metric's pretty good. So in the say pre-COVID and during COVID, it was heated up. It probably took us 25 to 40. Seller lead sheets, we call them property information sheets, to go ahead and acquire a property via lease purchase or owner financing. We don't use banks.
Okay.
Now you're probably talking closer to 50 or 60 touches on those lead sheets to get the same deal. And that's starting to soften a teeny bit, but there's still lack of supply for sure. So what do, MC? I just got off a coaching call and I said to them, forget the stuff that's on the market. Don't forget it, but just don't rely on just that. Start talking to out-of-state owners. That's a proven source. It always has been up, down, sideways markets, absentee out-of-state owners. It's become even more prevalent since COVID because people are getting rid of second properties more so. But that's been a great source for decades. For a lot of big companies that just cold call, that's the great source. So I have a lot of our associates. We call them, our students are called associates who work with us. We have them adding that, not getting rid of anything else, just adding that to their lead flow. Because they're off market. You're not dealing with, oh, I got a full price offer or I got an overpriced offer.
Yep. And then talk to me a little about the strategies now that you found the property and so forth. What are some of the strategies that's working for you guys right now?
I still love the same three. It's just what variation we use or what our priority of each one. So in a hot market, in an uncertain market, we love the sub twos. Where if the audience is new to that, we buy a property subject to the existing loan staying in the seller's name. So we're not signing in any bank debt. We just pay on their behalf, but we take title. I like that because we can control it longer term and not worry about 6 months, 18 months, 3 years, 5 years of the market. Could care less because I own it for the length of that for the mortgage. I like owner financing because unlike the forbearance people that were in trouble or people that are stressed, the owner financing, we niche down to free and clear properties only. And these are people that aren't stressed, that presumably would have already taken a loan out if they needed the equity. They're free and clear. And we structure many times, like 95% of the time, we structure principal only payments. We'll pay their price. We can pay a premium if we can get principal only payments in at least a 4 or 5 year term. During post-COVID, we've been pushing ourselves and our students to get closer to 10-year terms, and we're doing it because these people are not people typically when they're debt-free that need the cash today, and they're open to that longer-term play for estate planning reasons, for tax yep. reasons, for cash flow reasons. It works great. And those are you're hammering principal down every month. It's a major recession hedge. It's a major market hedge. Those are the two favorite plays, but we always have done lease purchases too. Sandwich leases in all states but Texas.
I want to recognize one of our sponsors. Recently, I had a very engaging and exciting podcast conversation that is one of the most downloaded episodes of this year with my friend Louis O'Connor. The subject was owning rare earth metals as tangible assets. It's the same paradigm as owning gold or silver, but instead, you own industrial-grade, high-quality, rare earth metals that you are purchasing from a premier industry supplier. And the exit for the investor is also guaranteed. One of the most interesting things about this asset class is that rare earths outperform the stock market and precious metals for the past 5 years. Unfortunately, there is only a limited amount available to private investors. If you would like to find out more about this exciting and limited opportunity, then please go directly to the website www.strategicmetalsinvest.com or email them at info@strategicmetalsinvest.com.
Right. So those three strategies are still plugging along. And I'm guessing a lot of folks are willing to talk to you with the subject too, and especially the owner financing right now. That's a pretty good, two good strategies for this type of environment.
Yeah. So it's two different sellers too, right? So the sub twos are coming from, we just did one in Michigan with one of our students. Sadly, the woman had a first mortgage of like $600 a month and a second of like $200-something a month. And she thought she was losing a house, which, as you know, the credit's going to be beat up for a couple of years, maybe 3 years. Instead, we stepped in there. We caught up the arrears for like, I think it was like small money. This goes against the no money down, but these, when there's a lot of equity, we do it. It was like 16 grand or so, but we picked up like 60, 70 grand in equity. And she was thrilled because now in a few months of us paying, her credit kind of repairs itself over the next few months, not a few years. So that's a sub two candidate, right? They just want it done. Whereas the free and clear are more going to be the owner financing for sure.
Yeah. What are you seeing, for the next 6 months to, it's tough these days because everything changes. But yeah. With regards to interest rates, are they going to keep rising? What are some of your thoughts about the economy? And then how does this play into the housing market?
I think general comment for real estate investors, right? Depending on who I'm speaking with, but I'll say general for your audience is you're not looking in general. I don't care if you're a wholesaler, right? We do what we do in our niche, but I'm not so naive to think everybody buys that way. It doesn't matter how you buy. You're not looking typically for that perfect home that there's no motivation and they're on the conventional market. That's not your seller typically. You're looking to solve real estate problems or help in a debt-free case. Help someone accomplish a goal they couldn't otherwise do conventionally. So that all that to say, you're looking for people that you can help. That's all. It's all you're doing. You're sifting for people you can help. As far as the interest rates, if anyone tells you they know for sure, they don't. The Feds are screaming that they might come up one more time and stop. And if they do, maybe the market just kind of stabilizes. But nobody knows that.
Yeah.
And there's no market, right? There's no one market. Like we're in Rhode Island, the smallest state in the country. And within Rhode Island, there's different markets. As far as slow, fat, hot, not fat, on and on.
Yeah. And then also, I mean, the interest rates too. Yes, it's a factor, but there's different strategies for it. And the opportunities change. I always remember like 20 years ago, my first property had like a double digit interest rate I was paying at that time, but it was cash flow.
Yep, me too. And just remember what we just said. Remember those buyers we just said, hundreds of thousands of them. And remember what I just said about solving problems. Hundreds of thousands need you, if you know the niche or if you know how to structure these deals, they need you to show them how they can get in because they're going to lose hope. They were this close to buying and now they're out of the market. They need you. You can solve that issue.
Yeah. So you had mentioned 2008 earlier, you know, 2008, 2009, and it's always great to hear and get some insight from folks that have been there, that went through that roller coaster. As things are, you know, as we're moving, I mean, it's a crisis economy, essentially, one crisis to another. We're just jumping from one crisis to another crisis to another crisis and so forth. What are some of the biggest lessons, I would say, and some of the biggest things that you learned in 2008, 2009 that's positioning you to be on the right side of a lot of this nonsense that that we've already been through and that's coming down the road?
A couple of things. Again, not priority order. Biggest is what I said earlier, I alluded to, is not signing on bank debt personally. The exception will be your personal residence, but everything you do inside of real estate investing, there's zero reason for you to do that. Zero. Between our own properties and the associates all around the country, we may be in the vicinity of 85 million in controlled real estate, yet nobody is on a loan. That's the way you want to control real estate. People think they'll call me all the time for strategy calls and say, oh, but the bank allows me to buy or the government allows me to buy under my credit four or five properties or eight, whatever it is. So don't do it. Even if you have great credit, there's no reason to do it because there's no tie for them when the market changes and or they decide that they're going to call your loan. And that's happened to many people I know. They don't have to have a reason. They can call your loan. I hope everybody understands that, especially commercial. They can do that anytime they want and you're on it personally. And so that's number one, don't sign personally on debt and don't think that it's an anomaly and you can't do it. You can. That's the only way we buy. Second is because the like you just said, it's going to be a constant change, constant, like the next decade and two, then why don't you set yourself up to establish some business credit? There are companies that do it. I don't need to plug any one company, but get that set up so that you have lines of credit set up, not tied to you personally, it's tied to your FID number. So if there's a rainy day, even though we don't use money, if there's a rainy day that comes or a property needs fixing or you have the occasional default, we get 2% default. If you have those, you're set up properly. Those are two major things that cause people headaches that then make them make bad decisions.
Yeah, those are huge, especially the big theme here is controlling the real estate, not personally signing for the debt on it, because that'll take you down with that ship.
Right. Even people say, well, can you do this on, we should hit this on other properties, not just single families. Single families are always going to be in demand. So we teach that right across the board. But even our office building, I'm not there today. I'm in a home office, but even our office building was bought. It was a free and clear building. It was bought owner financing. You know what the underwriting is like for retail or mixed use or commercial? It's grueling. And so it wasn't. It was a 10 or 20 minute conversation followed by a purchase and sales, followed by a simple closing. You can buy cars, boats, planes, commercial buildings, anything with owner financing, lease purchase, or sub two. Doesn't change.
Yep. And especially today, too, I found just from the conversations that I've had, everybody is now almost open to that. I'm thinking like 20 years ago, it was a completely different ballgame then, where now it's people are much more open to having those conversations and just working out a deal, right?
Yeah, MC, on that note, you're spot on. There was a stat, and I got to Google and get clear on my source, but there was a stat that said in the early 90s, deals being done outside of banks, let's just call it creative financing, but we do, was about 2 to 4% range, very small in the total transactions in the United States.
Yeah,
that number's approaching the teens. That's a big, big change. I don't think it's scratched the surface yet, and we're tiny in the grand picture. But we are disrupting that in a good way, helping buyers and sellers that are just getting stuck in the midst of the banks getting tighter and tighter and tighter. They are becoming more prevalent, to your point, creative financing, to the point where some of these states, Michigan comes to mind, Ohio comes to mind, some of the states we deal in, where that you call a seller and they say, oh yeah, I want to do that land contract thing or that contract for deed thing. It's just another vehicle to do sub twos where deed doesn't get recorded yet. So they know about it and they want to do it. And some, to your point, are very savvy to owner financing and want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing that I've also noticed is the private capital pools. So you were saying too, like, you know, have some liquidity aside too for one of the things right now. It's a great time to have a relationship with folks to start building private capital pools, at least have sources of capital if you eventually will need it, because I don't think people realize what the environment was like in 2008 and 2009. When it dries up, it dries up, and there's no capital out there. And if you don't have the relationships and have these things established, it's very tough to get liquidity and to get the deals that are in front of you, right? I want to take a moment to recognize one of our sponsors. One of the best cash flow niches might surprise you. It's the cash flow machine called Resort Hospitality. Our friends and partners, Melanie and Josh McCallan from Accountable Equity, are so prolific at creating cash flow for their investors that I had to include them twice in my book, The 21 Best Cash Flow Niches. Something that really impresses me about this dynamic group is that more than just creating cash flow with these historic trophy resort properties, they are also creating a powerful investor community with an Accountable Equity. Investors not only get to enjoy cash flow from beautiful resorts, but can enjoy the resorts and attend Learn and Grow investor summits where like-minded accredited investors gather to learn from keynote speakers, as well as get updates on their projects and meet the growing team that makes all of this possible. You can learn more how the asset class of resort hospitality is a great way to diversify your multifamily investments by downloading the ebook, The 10 Steps to Build Wealth with Resort Hospitality Assets, at accountableequity.com.
Yeah, so you asked on that point, you asked what else we're doing. So we did start another entity with a couple of partners, Wicked Smart Finance. Wicked Smart Finance, even though we teach the students how to do it with no money, there were students running into deals with, say, 50, 60, 100 grand equity on the table. And if they just could find their way to, I'm talking small amounts, like 10 grand to cure arrears or 15 or 50 at a high, they could get that deal. So Wicked Smart Finance was set up for our own students. So if you're in the Wicked Smart community, you have access to this, where we 50-50 the deal, but we fund it for them. And there were some really good students who said, yeah, I walked away from six properties last year. They don't have to do that anymore. So we started that just from the demand. So we got both ends covered, to your point.
Yeah, and I think to your point, you're scratching the surface with creative financing and private money. Yeah. I think that those are two things that are just going to be bigger and bigger and bigger and grow in the economy, sort of based out of for the demand for it, right?
Yeah, because the banks just, it's not getting easier. And that was before interest rates started going up. Their criteria to qualify now, after going through what they did in OA, right? Them too. They're getting tighter and tighter and tighter. And yes, there's some cool programs that have opened up, but you still have to jump through a lot of hoops. Like to get a jumbo loan now, some banks still don't do them, but to get a jumbo loan now, it's like a double or triple qualification. And I heard recently they require two different appraisals now for jumbo. Like it's getting crazy to get in that range. Those are usually the sellers that are open to owner financing because they're having a tough time selling.
Yeah. Now you've got students all over across the United States in yeah. Canada. We've seen a massive migration, obviously, in the United States. This was happening before 2020. A lot of them are going to the Sunbelt states, leaving the Northeast, leaving, you know, Illinois, California, and so forth. What are some of the opportunities that those students are seeing in those hot markets? Because you can make money in any market. What are some of the things that they're seeing there?
Not different. You mentioned the Sun Belt. So in Florida, I was talking to a mortgage broker recently, and she said, I gave her my statistic that about a third of the properties in the United States are free and clear, which is true, give or take. She yep. said, no, she was like near Marco Island and Naples and those areas. She said, no, it's around 52% here. Over half the properties are free and clear. So wow. If you just fished in that pond, and we don't have time to do a whole deal breakdown, but let me just say this in summary of those deals. All the owner financing deals, we have simple metrics. If you can structure a four-year deal under some simple metrics that we use, and you do principal-only payments like we do, it's a six-figure deal with all three paydays. We've trademarked the three paydays. And so we structure where you get cash now, cash continuous, and cash at the end. Well, if you're doing six-figure on each deal, you don't need to do a few a month, right? For most people, they could say, well, if I just did five or six a year, I'd be quite happy. Well, if more than half the properties in Florida are that way, that's a lot of fishing you could do in that pond.
That's incredible. That is really incredible. And that is a very hot market now, according to a lot of data sources, the Naples one. And yeah, I mean, it's quite remarkable. And you're sure there's problems to solve where the weather is nice and you have a lot of freedom too, like you do in Naples, right? There's always problems. Well,
they're more financially savvy typically. And if you're going to them and saying, let me pay your price or a premium, let me help you avoid fees. Let me help with your taxes and your estate planning. They're in. It's a win-win. You give them their price and they give you their term.
Right. Right. What are some, because we've got some Canadian listeners, what are some of the things that are happening up in Canada? Is it quite different or very similar to the US as well?
Okay. Some things that are tougher, some things I like. Tougher is data, as you probably know. It is harder to if I'm not an agent in the United States, I can grab expired listings. In Canada, it's not as easy to grab data. It's protected. Can you still do some of the calling, some of the relationships with realtors to get to those? Yeah, of course you can. Can you do mailings? There's things you can do within their guidelines. The deal structure hasn't changed, though, MC. I was on, Dave Dubois is his name. I was on his podcast twice now up in Canada. He's been doing these types of deals for 30 years up there. Same with Jean St. Jean. He's doing them up there for 30 years. They just get them differently. But the same thing, the thing I like about Canada is that they're used to 20% down. From what I understand, the banking system, there is no 3% down. So buyers that need time, i.e. our vehicle, to get through the rent-to-own program or to get mortgage ready, they're used to putting 20% down. That's great for the investor. That's payday one of the payday threes that we do, the three paydays that we do. So there's some cool things up there going on, but they're hot in pockets too, just like us right now.
Yep. You were saying that there's a 2% default rate in your program with your students, just on the from the tenants that they have. Yeah. That's quite incredible. What are some of the strategies that you guys are doing there to get that so low? Because it's quite impressive.
You're right. Usually it's inverse, right? It's usually like 95%. The short answer is my son and Nick is our buyer specialist. And now we've taught the students to do the same thing. And that is, we are pretty strict with the sort of pre-qualifying and then underwriting with the RMO, so that they have to go through the same steps they would to qualify for a loan, front end and back end housing ratios, everything. The only difference is the understanding. We know that if you need seasoning, we get that and accept that, because of job change or whatever with COVID, or you got into entrepreneurship and you need seasoning for 2 years, or your credit got beat up for a legit reason, not a 30-year history, but a legit reason. Take those off the table, all the underwriting is the same. So we don't accept you to go into home unless that all plays out and unless you have a mortgage ready plan that says you'll be mortgage ready within the time frame that fits our term with our seller. Until that all happens, you're not getting in the home. Unlike, I was on a podcast like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I was listening to some of the shows like you and I do before we guest. And I heard another mentor on that show, and it was just the first episode I picked, say publicly, with the rent owns, I don't care if they qualify, I put them in it. And if they default, I just do it again and collect another deposit. That's awful. It might be okay legally for him or her, but it's awful morally and ethically. So we set the buyers up to win. The reason is a 2-5% is real simple. People do have life events still, right? COVID hits them, or they have a divorce or death. That does still happen. Unfortunately, they'd have to leave, but that's completely different than what others are teaching out there.
Yeah, no, it's quite impressive. From a technology standpoint, are there any go-tos or what type of, you guys have done a lot in-house too, but what are some of the things that you're leveraging and tools that some of our audience members might find useful?
We are big with, as far as the CRM, with FreedomSoft. And then we've taken it to the next level, as you said, in-house, and sort of white labeled all our forms, all our contracts, everything's built in. We didn't hit that, but tied to the technology are all the contracts and everything that we've kind of tweaked over the last 13, 14 years. That's huge, because that protects you as the investor. When I say there's no risk in the recession hedge, that's because we've got it set up the right way. So FreedomSoft is huge. I like in the US, the MyPlus Leads. MyPlus Leads provides us for rent by owner, for sale by owner, and expireds. And again, in Canada, you can't do the exact same thing. But I like those two sources. Those have been since day one with us.
I want to take a moment to recognize one of our sponsors. My friend Dave Zook says,
You can be conventional or you can be wealthy. Pick one. At The Real Asset Investor, Dave and his team bring their investors high-yield investment opportunities across several asset classes for cash flow, tax impact, and equity growth. He and his team are one of the top five ATM operators in the country, and they have an investment opportunity available to accredited investors right now in the ATM space. To learn more about their ATM funds that produce tax-free cash flow, visit therealassetinvestor.com.
What do the systems look like for managing the properties and collection of payments and so forth?
Yeah, good question. So there's no sort of quote unquote management, because the buyers are in the home who need time to get qualified, and they treat the home like buyers treat a home, right?
Yeah.
A buyer doesn't call the bank if they have a toilet leak, they fix it. They own the house. So it's the same with them. We just have to educate them at the beginning to know that. So that's a simple process. So there is no management per se. As far as collection though, good question. We use AppFolio. Some people are out there familiar with AppFolio, but we've taken that to the next step. Just recently, we announced at an event that we have a processing company. It's a separate company from us that helps our students so they can stay in the field and get more deals. It'll collect the rent payment from the tenant buyer. It'll pay the mortgage and it'll drop the difference to them. And so it's all handled for them. They even get reports per property, and it's dirt cheap. It's like I think it's like 2% of their net payday two, the spread they get every month, and $100 a month. No limit for properties. It's crazy. And they'll also push it out for marketing when they get it. So I guess you could call that quasi management, but no headache management on the back end.
Yeah, it's just incredible the role that technology is playing in real estate right now, right? Mm. And how easy it's getting on the back end, where it used to be very, very manual when you started, right?
Right. Totally different. I'm even going back to 2013. In 2013, before my son Nick and my son-in-law Zach came in, I just manually dialed all the time. And they came in and they're like, what are you doing? Like, you can do the dialer and you can do this and you can do this. It's totally different environment now.
Yeah. It's quite impressive. What are you seeing too, as far as technology rollout or foreseeing the future? What's some of the developments there?
Say again, for technology rollouts?
Yeah. What are some of the things that you're seeing right now that's changing the way that real estate is done, that's being rolled out right now?
I'm sure I'm not scratching the surface. Me personally, being not the techie that I say my Dell kids would be, well, here's the five things that's going on. I'm not the best person to ask that. I can tell you that just that simple AppFolio tweak we did, we noticed they were being challenged. So we literally started a company to handle that. We're trying to take everything off the table that bogs down a real estate investor. So I'd say right now it's the present stuff that we have. We did come out with an app, for example. This is happening that we didn't even know. Yes, there's millions of apps out there, but we just released ours and we didn't know. We thought it'd be cool. And we're getting comments like, oh, I can go in the gym and listen to the calls that are on your course. And I can drive. It's just totally different. It's made it totally mobile.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of things that's great. Can you talk to just the power? Because you've built an incredible tribe there that's put what you're doing on steroids. Maybe speak to that. You're doing live events. There's coaching groups. There's a lot of other ways that folks can interact with you. It's quite impressive what you've built out there.
Yeah. So I alluded earlier to the Wicked Smart community. That's what we call them. And what we've done, I think COVID positively drove some of this MC, right? We were forced to like get in a mode of communication a lot tighter. So what we do is we kept hearing from the outside world, so to speak, other mentors, tribes, hey, I know I love your course, but will I get support? Or I know I love your course, will I ever talk to you again? You know, things like that. So every single Thursday, this has been for several years now, just before COVID, every single Thursday, we host a free Wicked Smart sit down. It might be a guest. It might be a student that talks about a deal. It might be me personally, but it's something going on for 50 minutes every Thursday on Zoom. So that's the tie for them to go, oh, let me look at this community. Let me see what's going on. And then when they're in the course, they have 24/7, not that they answer 24/7, but 24/7 access to email support. And then once they're in the program, there's private masterminds and there's four events per year. Knock on wood, we're supposed to be going live again finally this fall. Yep. But it's been virtual since March of 20. And so we try to keep all those ties so that the people can stay tightly bonded to each other. Why? Because we have Slack too, by the way. So there's 140 of them on Slack. Here's why it's so cool. They used to ask me, right? Back in the day, it was 14 of us on a call and they'd ask me. But now they go on Slack and they go, hey, has anyone done this or had this challenge in FreedomSoft? Or has anyone had a seller ever say this? Before you can even get close to getting the question, they got 20 answers in there. It's amazing. So there's a lot of information, and you and I both know it's important who you rub elbows with. Well, there's a lot of cool people that you get around that. It's pretty hard to fail unless you disappear, literally.
Yeah. No, and it's great. It's like a hive mind of collective knowledge that you can tap into, essentially, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And another thing that we've talked about before is just the role of mentors. Maybe you could just speak to the importance, especially right now, of having mentors that walk the walk, talk the talk, that have been through a full cycle, because you've seen this over and over where when things are great, you know, markets go up, everybody looks great, but markets go up, down, and sideways. So you have to have access to folks that have gone through the rounds and have the experience to have been through a full cycle.
Yeah, two things are so important there to your point. One is the cycle is shall hit first. And it's nothing against anyone that might be post 08, but between 08 and COVID and, you know, personal challenges with my son's accident years ago when he was in a coma, all these things mold us and get us experience that's never comfortable. But unfortunately, there are people out there today that maybe started in real estate during COVID, let's say, or even right before COVID, that are great, great marketers. And you and I know who some of them are. And so they're attracting people to their courses, but they've never been through anything. They really haven't. So someone else on a podcast called that new money. So be careful if you're choosing mentors that haven't been through at least a few personal and economical cycles. Real, real simple. Who are you going to call when you go through a challenge? You want to call someone who's already done it. This is not brain science. So that's important. Secondly, a lot of times people will say, well, I don't have the resources. And I talked to my own community about this. You might not have the resources, but if you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, like let's just play a game for a second. You knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, if you could come up with $100 today, if you could find a way to get it and I gave you an hour and you said, well, I don't have it. I couldn't come up with it. Well, okay. What if I change the game and I say, I guarantee you, I'll give you a 2 or 3 times return. If you can come back within 6 hours with a $100 bill, you'd find it. Why? Because it's a said certain result, right? I look at mentorship that way. I can point to mentors over the last 10 years, last 20, 30 years, but certainly since the 2008 crash, and say that mentor directly with that idea or that help led to $250,000, led to 100,000, led to $1,000,000. So why not do that? Why try to reinvent the wheel? I don't care what niche you're in. Doesn't matter if it's ours. There is someone that already did it. Go find them. I'll give you a simple 3 steps. And sorry for a long answer on this one. Find the niche that you can get behind. Doesn't matter if it's mine or anyone else's. Find the person that niche that fits what MC and I just said. And third, the biggest one, put the blinders on for 3 years. Now, it's not going to take you 3 years to do a deal, but put the blinders on for 3 years so you know if a speed bump comes, you're committed. That's it. There's your 3-step formula.
No, and I appreciate that. It's very, very important stuff, especially right now. This has been a lot of fun, Chris. So always just have a blast having you on the show. Where can folks learn more about you? Where can they follow you? And where can they learn more about all these things that you offer and the Wicked Smart community?
Sure. I'm big on free MC, as you know. So I'll give them some free resources. One is we set this up just for your listeners. We'll send you the best-selling book, Real Estate on Your Terms. We actually were in a revision right when COVID hit. So coincidentally, it's very updated. Real Estate on Your Terms. Just go to wickedsmartbooks.com/cashflowninja. So that way we know it's from MC show and we honor that. He's such a great host. And secondly, you can go to YouTube and you can type in smart real estate coach and you will get 150 or so now deals. We call it Deal Structure Sunday, where we whiteboard these 3 paydays. You can see it. You don't have to pay a dime and you can see if that's something that fits for you. And last but not least, there's a free master's class. If you don't mind listening to me for another hour, I just go to smartrealestatecoach.com/masters-class. And we break down a little bit more detail what MC and I were just brainstorming out loud here together.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and again, sharing your knowledge and providing so much value for my listeners and viewers.
Thanks, MC. Hope there was a couple nuggets in there.
Absolutely. And thank you to you, the listeners and the viewers, for spending your most valuable resource, your time, once again with me on the show. Everything Cashflow Ninja is at cashflowninja.com. Podcast, tools, resources, programs, and shameless plug for the book, The 21 Best Cashflow Niches, available at cashflowninja.com or on amazon.com. When you screenshot a proof of your purchase and send it to my team at info@cashflowninja.com, we'll give you access to the digital version of the book, audio version of the book, a curated library of interviews of ninjas discussing the niches, and more bonus goodies. Until next time, live infinitely. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation, and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.